Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, I think it's really sexy.
You're still better than this. You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Nope.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
Oh my god, it's corn! He poops corn!
With all that
You got another thing coming.
Let's hate, man.
So the Oregon drivers are now deflecting a bit.
Yeah, getting a little sensitive.
Well, not. I just think they're deflecting.
Okay.
Because what they're doing is they're pointing the finger squarely at Washington drivers now. So Oregon drivers are texting saying, "Hey, yeah, you know, look." We're not the best, you know? Got some issues. Got a lot of Subarus.
And Priuses.
But have you seen Washington drivers? They're the worst.
Look at us.
And I will say,
having driven in both states, neither particularly good, but I'm going to give the nod to Washington being better.
I would agree. And I would say that, okay, so this guy says, my white privilege is infuriated by Washington drivers. They will drive 55 in the passing lane on I-5 from the Canadian border all the way to Tijuana. I was on I-84 on Sunday. We were backed up going 50 and a 70. It took about an hour to get there just to see the culprit of the holdup. You know who it was? A Washington driver going 50 in the passing lane.
Damn.
Freaking
Washingtonians.
Raid. Even the semis were passing them and they were oblivious. Now, I have found... Now, do you guys think that if you're... If you get a camper in the left lane,
yeah,
which that's the worst, does it seem like it's a disproportionate amount of either California drivers or Washington drivers? Or is it mostly the Oregon drivers?
I can't say that almost, I don't pay a lot of attention.
Almost 100% Oregon drivers camping in the left lane.
Okay, so then if you see if you're driving, let's say you're driving in the left lane, and Mike drives really fast.
Yeah.
So this may not happen to him, but you and I, normal upstanding citizens who drive
above the speed limit in a normal way.
Sure.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm good for a 68 to 69.
Exactly. I'll go 72 on your ass.
Yeah, me too. But still, I'm just, you know.
Maybe even 75.
Reasonable.
Gotta hit a couple extra balls before I tee off.
To be honest, even though it's a bit on the show, I generally go about 70, 75.
Mike does not. He's full of crap. He drives 90.
I do not drive 90.
I've been going 70 and see the Murano blow by me.
Blow.
Yes.
So if you're in the left lane and you need to move over because you see somebody coming up fast behind you, is that disproportionate to California or Washington drivers? Once you see their tags as they go by you.
I just
You don't pay attention.
I don't. Like, I know crappy drivers, but I'm never looking down and being like, oh, that's where you're from.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I don't really experience that.
Yeah, exactly, because you drive 95 miles an hour.
Nobody's passing.
It's very rare when somebody blows by me, but I will move over for them because I'm not a jerk.
Yeah, what? Imagine a world where you never learned to not camp out in the left lane. Like, what? How sheltered are you?
Here's the thing, though.
That you never came across that law.
Sometimes this does happen. This happened last week.
I remember only recently it got turned into a law.
In Oregon,
it was the left lane was a through lane.
Yeah, that I get. I get that.
But there are like so.
But there are people. See, like this guy. First of all, why I say that is this guy was saying this guy who was in the left lane holding up traffic, just camping out there going 50 in a 70 was oblivious. Was he, or was he just an ass? I think a lot of times they're just being asses.
It's possible, but I had this happen like a week ago. I was driving, going on 84, and this was going home. And so it wasn't, luckily there wasn't a lot of people on the road, but I was cruising along fast lane and there was a guy and he was probably going 55, maybe 60. And you're like, move. And there were some cars over there. So it took me a little bit, and I finally got around him. And I was going to give him the dirty look, like, you know, what are you doing? But then I saw the guy driving. Boy, man, that guy is just, he was just holding on. Like You just saw him. Like, he had.
He was an old?
10 and 2, wheel gripped, just.
So wasted?
He just didn't look good. He looked.
Was he old or not?
Not super old, okay. But when I took a look at him,
he was petrified.
All of my anger went away, and I thought that guy is just trying to get home.
He was wasted.
He maybe he went out too many, but that guy was stressed out and was driving the exact speed limit, and I thought, you know what, dude, you're just out here doing your best. I'm going to go around you. Huh. So there are people out there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
but don't you know to move over?
I don't know, man. I just felt sympathy for him. There was a connection there where I was like, that guy, driving is easy. I don't think it was easy for that guy. That's all I'm saying.
See, I just have it in my head that when you pass those people that are camped out in the left lane, a lot of them are doing that on purpose.
See, and
they're just like, just pass me.
I never think that.
Yeah.
I just think people are stupid and oblivious. And speaking
That's of, probably more right.
And speaking of stupid and oblivious, I do want to read you this exchange.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So oh, no.
Is this about traffic?
No, this is the stupid Demi Lovato thing.
Oh.
This is, so, and by the way, she has 100 million followers. I thought it was 10.
Jesus.
She has 102 million followers.
On what?
On Instagram. And she went to war with a single owned, like just a one, it was called the Big Chill. It's a frozen yogurt stand owned by a lady.
In LA?
In LA. And this is what she put out for 100 million people. I'm finding it extremely hard to order Froyo from at the Big Chill official, because she tags them, when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other diet foods before you get to the counter. Do better. Hashtag diet culture vultures.
And what?
So,
oh
yes. My God. And so they responded with...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. And they responded with, sorry you had a bad experience. We carry items for diabetics, celiac disease, vegan, and of course we have many indulgent items as well. We are not diet vultures. We cater to all of our customers' needs for the past 36 years. We're sorry you found this offensive. Right? It's over.
What a great...
It's over, right?
Absolute great response.
No. No. Demi comes back. It's not just that. Your service was terrible, so rude. The whole experience was triggering and awful. You carry things for other people while also caring for...
I'm triggered.
You can carry things for other people while also caring for another percentage of your daily customers who struggle daily, all caps, just to even step foot in your store. You can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs, including eating disorders, one of the deadliest mental illnesses, only second to opioids, overdoses. Don't make excuses. Just do better.
Demi Lovato, a.k.a. Karen Lovato.
Wait a minute. What does she want?
Wants them to be better and not put up diet or sugar-free or indulgent-free treats.
Not what she said, though. She said, you can read that last part again.
She said, because they said... We provide treats for everybody.
Yes. And she said, you can do that.
You can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs, including eating disorders.
Okay. So she wants them to be more inviting with their products.
Yes.
For her.
Yes. For her. And then they responded with, again, basically saying, hey, sorry, you know, we're not here. And she responded with, I was thinking maybe it would help if you made it more clear that the sugar-free options, the vegan options, are for that. Labeling the snacks for celiac or diabetes when it's not super clear, the message just gets confusing, and being in LA, it's really hard to distinguish diet culture versus health needs. I think clearer messages would be beneficial for everyone.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's the most LA thing ever.
Yeah. Hey, Demi Lovato, bite me.
She sucks. How about that? Is she the one that was like close to killing herself and like,
yeah, she's obviously she's been got out some of issues.
Rehab and stuff.
And that's fine. But you're taking 100 million people and you're attacking one business because you didn't like the fact that they sell sugar-free desserts. My favorite part is the internet, by the way, universally back, like gave her hell.
Yeah.
For this.
Oh, they gave her hell.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they would be like, no. Yeah, Demi, whatever you say, you're my hero. Blah.
Dumbass.
You know what?
Sorry, you're triggered.
She
Demi.
Sucks.
I could barely walk in. Then don't. I'm sorry that you have a problem with Froyo.
I don't. You've read that whole exchange. You even read some of it twice. I still don't quite understand what her bitch is.
I don't really get it either. She seems like she just wanted to be angry to be angry.
Yeah, like I don't.
Why would she be angry about that?
Yeah. She's OD'd a couple times on hardcore drugs, but wait. She's mad because of a sugar-free cookie?
I think she is saying it makes her feel shame.
Triggered.
To see
diet food,
the diet stuff, like just I think she's saying present the stuff for fatties.
Yes,
I want to see the fatty stuff because that's why I'm in here. And how dare you shame me by showing me sugar free? Right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what she's saying.
When you walk in, you have your choices.
Yeah,
you can eat the sugar free options, but if you dare eat the regular one, now you're being fat shamed.
Right.
Because you've got an eating disorder.
Right. 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 Right.
God. And oh, by the way, she did say that she the whole experience was so traumatizing, she left with no frozen yogurt. She wasn't allowed to get a treat because she was too triggered. God, get over yourself. Your biggest problem in the world is not being able to order frozen yogurt. Get bent.
Somebody said she should have to spend a year in Afghanistan.
Exactly. Listen to her podcast.
What?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, she's on.
No, thank
we're
you.
We're promoting that because. You know,
oh,
an
are.
Odyssey station.
There you go. You missed.
Should
that.
I listen to the fan?
You missed that when you know the company merged or whatever.
I got my Odyssey earbuds in the mail today.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, did you get those?
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I gave them to the lady friend.
Little Bluetooth earphones. When I'm out practicing my putts, listening to I don't know. Demi Lovato's podcast?
Clearly.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, about frozen yogurt.
All right, let's get back on track here, okay? Do you want new free speech social media?
Give me Frank!
That's what you want. Free speech social media. Well, it's coming. And we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
By the way, I saw that Mark Davis is in, owner of the Raiders.
What'd he say?
And so
he hates Demi Lovato too?
Well, I think we all hate Demi Lovato now. He is saying that the I Can Breathe tweet, they said that came from, well, they George Floyd's brother, I guess today, said, today we are able to breathe again. So he said that that's where they got it from. And so they were just kind of going off that, and he did drop the if I offended the family then I'm deeply disappointed, but he also said the post will not be deleted.
Okay,
so but yeah, I guess
I mean just a lot of people took it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see why people took it wrong. Yeah. Or like just like, dude, sure. That's not good, take that down.
But
I also see where they were trying to
the
right thing.
All I was trying to say is I understand that it would came across very bad, but their heart was in the right place. They were trying. Someone saw what his brother said and was like, well, we're going to piggyback off that. So
you've been following what Mike Lindell's been doing?
Oh, this level of crazy. I
dude, this guy.
Like, he had a super bad drug problem before he became, like, a super millionaire because of pillows.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be back on the sauce.
He's the MyPillow CEO.
Dude, that
the guy
dude,
with the mustache.
He has officially
he's crazy.
Gone off the deep end.
Yeah, he... Did you see the clip of him on a talk show the other night where he was talking to the host and he thought Donald Trump called in?
But that was his own.
That was his own. That's, what?
Okay, so
he has his own talk show?
See, he has launched his own social media network.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting
and
to.
And that was the debut. Like he was gonna do like a 24-hour live stream on his new social platform, and people were like crank calling him.
24-hour live? Wait, what?
Yeah.
He was just sitting there. It looked like one of those stupid talking head talk shows, right?
Yes. That was the first thing that was on his new platform.
He's holding his cell phone, and they're like, hey, it's Donald Trump. Trump's called in.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, hello, it's me. And they're like, Donald. And, you know, like,
and
sucking
then
up to
cursing.
And then he started cussing him out.
Yes.
And then Lindell, like, fumbles his phone. He's like, get that off.
That was the debut of his social media network. I thought you were going to talk about, there was a great one where he was on Newsmax. And, you know, everyone was getting sued by the voting systems, Dominion and all that. So the guy on Newsmax was trying to get him to shut up. And Lindell, he's like, you can't say that, because Newsmax was getting sued too. And they were like, we're not going to continue this lie. And it was so bad that the guy just got up and left. The one of the hosts literally got up and walked away and was like, I am not going to get sued too.
Well, his social media, the social network, whatever, it's called Frank.
It's called Frank.
I don't know why, but who cares?
Because it's Frank speech.
Okay. Well, anyway, he calls it a free speech social network.
Yes.
However, it is free speech-ish because their network, even though it is free speech, and that's his big thing is censorship and like just I could say whatever I want.
Yes.
The network will ban any post that takes the Lord's name in vain. So there's your free speech.
It's
ish.
Kind of free.
Social network.
Yeah, so he started out, he was going to do 48 hours. I thought it was only 24. He was going to do a 48-hour marathon Frank stream to launch this. Yeah, 48-hour live stream. That he called it the Frankathon.
I love that the first rule of the free speech social media is not free speech.
That's right. Because it's the Lord.
I just loved that the very first thing that he did on his live stream, first off, it crashed before it ever launched.
That's because of all the traction.
Yeah,
all the action.
It crashed. And then when it did get brought up, there was nothing, like no ads or anything. And then the very first thing that happened was that he got pranked by the Donald Trump guy.
So he's still on the whole stolen election thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's his whole thing.
In fact, he's...
That's all being silenced.
He's being sued for like $1.3 billion by...
Or people realized it wasn't a thing and they moved on.
By the Dominion voting thing. And he has now filed a countersuit back at Dominion for the same like $1.3 billion.
I saw that.
Jesus. His level of insanity, you can't even... You can't... I almost feel bad for the guy at this point. I just... And, like, no one's selling his pillows anymore. Like, Costco stopped selling them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, bunch of places.
Oh, good. You make your own bed, man.
He is just a different level of crazy right now.
Now, on the other side of things, did you see that David Hogg, you know, he's that kid from the...
The Florida... Shooting, right?
Yeah, Parkland.
Yeah.
He started his own pillow company to rival MyPillow.
Yeah.
And he called it Good Pillow.
I should have called it Your Pillow.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he called it Good Pillow. I'm not sure why.
Because I think the funds were meant to. It was supposed to be like a nonprofit that was going to go to like help charities and stuff.
He has resigned.
Yeah, didn't work out
because he finally figured out that he doesn't know anything about making pillows.
It's tough in the pillow game. Isn't that amazing?
He resigned because he's a high schooler?
Isn't that amazing?
Well, I don't think he's in high school anymore.
Nah, he's graduated. But that a crack addict can, like, start a pillow company and then be worth, like, $100 million? That dude's going to be broke, by the way, like, any day. Like, that dude's whole life is ruined. It's amazing how far down the rabbit hole you can get. I mean, look at just based on clear lies... You know, that many people's lives are ruined with the whole insurrection thing. Some people ended up dead. this dude's going to end up broke. That dude was a great success story. Honestly, when you think about it, that guy was a crack addict. And he managed to build a pillow empire. Like, that's a great American story. And he was undone by a bunch of bullcrap lies. Like, that's tragic. And yet it's not, because he's such a dumbass and deserves it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not tragic to me. It's by the way, David Hogg forgot to, did you see that he forgot to trademark Good Pillow?
Oh, really?
And somebody else stole it. Or something. No, he didn't steal it. It wasn't trademarked. Somebody else bought it and trademarked it.
Oh, well, maybe that's, whoops. Well, I mean, look, it's not a good idea for you to be like, hey, I want to do good things and I hate that guy that makes pillows, so I'm just going to make my own. That's like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry started the coffee shop out of spite.
I love that.
Yeah, but he went to Mocha Joe's and he started a coffee shop next door just out of spite.
All right. Why are we so violent? Next, here's Mike. I got a hot tub. All right, well, we don't have much time for this story, but I will present part of it to you and we can discuss it more tomorrow night, because there's a lot to it.
A lot of meat on this bone.
A lot of meat on this bone.
Not enough time.
I think so. New science. Now, this is not from studyfinds.org.
Oh.
But I was asking the question why we are so violent.
I believe chimpanzees. And I'm dead serious.
Well, you're kind of right.
Okay.
Basically, the short of it is that we come from a very violent lineage of Homo sapien.
Yes. So I am I'm on the right path here.
Well, like whales, they found that they've studied all these, you know, mammals.
Sure.
And whales are super friendly to other whales. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other examples they have in here are like, what was the other one?
Friendly mammal, like, I don't know.
Oh, bats.
Okay. Bats are pretty
cool. Bats are notably cool to other bats.
Solid.
But humans are not to one another.
Yes.
And so tomorrow I'll tell you about this research, but the more social and territorial a species is, the more prevalent lethal violence is. You know, that which stands to reason, because, you know, there's more opportunity to get in a bloody spat.
Yep.
You know. But it's interesting. They note that we evolved from a particularly brutish branch of mammal. Mm-hmm. So the proclivity that we have for smashing in someone else's skull is actually in our DNA.
And that's kind of, I've read a bunch of books. I'm always fascinated by evolution and yeah, just, we are not nature. We all have this weird view that nature is this very lovey-dovey place, and it is not.
Or that we're so evolved that we should be we should be past this.
We're just talking monkeys that love to lie, and we've created some very clever lies. But yes, human nature at its core, we are just animals with a lot of cool technology. We are awful. Awful. And in fact,
we really are.
I'd make the, you go back through time.
We could be the worst.
Yes.
And that's what they're saying in here.
We are.
Of all the studies, that we come out by far the most violent.
Yes.
Towards each other.
There's a great book called Sapiens, and it talks about this, that if you look at one common thread in history, when Homo sapiens show up, when we come rolling into town, whether it's in Australia or the Americas, when we showed up, one thing followed, and only one thing. Death. We decimated everything in our path, and we still do it to this day.
Now, if you look, we do, but it's getting better. So if you zoom out, it doesn't feel like it, but it is. It is.
Like, because there's some societal rules now.
Well, but it's getting better. Like, if you look back to, you know, like 1000 BC,
yeah.
It was Thunderdome, dude.
Yep.
Blood everywhere.
Yep.
But now, in the last 500 years or so, we have actually... we've kind of cleaned up our act, and it's getting better, but it will never leave. But scientists do say that we can manage this. Like, we just need to go to therapy.
We are a violent, aggressive primate. And you guess what? Because primates are violent and aggressive. Oh, except for the Bobonos. They're like, they just have a bunch of orgies and eat together. So maybe we should be more like our other cousins.
But they do, the scientists do, the research shows that societal systems and cultural norms can keep our innate smash bashiness in check. And it well, and it does to some degree.
It has gotten better. You're right.
It's gotten better. We're doing better.
We figured out that if we want to progress, it's probably not a good idea to keep, you know, smashing and bashing. And that the biggest and strongest guy probably shouldn't be in charge.
All right, John, that's all we have time for.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just do it in one quick segment. But there's a little more to chew on there.
I'm fascinated by stuff like this.
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
You don't give no lip to Big John, Jason.
Well, sometimes you.
And here he is. Big Bad John. Has Jason ever given you lip?
If he does, I rough talk him. Get!
Tell him to get.
Rough talk
him
stick.
Get.
Tell him to get.
Yeah. I say, Big Soup, get.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Not watching baseball because the stupid Mariners played this afternoon. So.
Yeah, was that a frustrating game for you?
They played with house money today, so I expected them to get drilled in the series. And the fact that they won last night, and then I went into today, it's house money, because the split was more than I even expected. And then they played really well today. They just, you know, 1-0, and, you know, Dodgers had 2 hits, the Mariners had 1.
So, that was a Felix Hernandez-esque performance.
In a way, yeah, from Marco. And Marco's hasn't been very good, so the fact that the Dodgers are loaded. And the fact that we went toe-to-toe with them for 2 games, I'll take that. So, frustrating a little bit, but they're ahead of the game right now, so I can't be too disappointed.
It's a very level-headed take on your part.
Yeah. So I want to ask you guys a question. I'm going to bulge from baseball here. So if you're driving down the street, right, and you see somebody walking down the street pulling a suitcase, just what's your first thought? They're just pulling a suit, just out for a walk.
They're a traveler.
I need more context because, you know,
They're not from here.
With the urban camping, you know, going on, I need to take a look at the total situation.
Because they don't look homeless.
It just looks like a regular dude or gal pulling a suitcase.
A regular guy or girl. We're nowhere near. We're just out. We're just out in the city, a normal city, and they're just walking down the street by themselves, pulling a suitcase.
They're a traveler.
But
why would you be pulling a suitcase along a random residential
area? Maybe they got Uber. Maybe they got dropped off in an Uber and they're walking to their friend's apartment or something. I don't know.
So if you look outside your house and there's just some dude or dudette walking down the street pulling a suitcase, that's your first thought?
Yeah, my first thought is they're not from here. Yes, that would probably be my first thought. Why are you asking this?
Because that happened to me today. I was driving around, and I'm just in the middle of suburbia Vancouver. Nowhere near any. I'm not near a bus stop. I'm not near a major road. I'm not near a group of apartments. I'm just in a neighborhood. Sunny day, driving down the road at work, and there's a guy walking down the street, just looks like a normal guy. He's pulling a suitcase. And I looked around, and I thought, he's nowhere near anything that would lead me to think he should be out here pulling a suitcase. So then I started thinking, where's he going? Where's he coming from? What's in the suitcase? It's just very strange to me.
It is. I will say that my first thought would probably be this. Well, that's kind of weird. And then I wouldn't think anything about it. Sometimes I just think something's strange. And I don't really think of the reason why. I just find it strange and then I move on.
Well, and that was me today. And as I drove away, I kept looking at him in the rearview mirror, and he just walked down the street. And then I was like, well, maybe, I mean, like, he wasn't on a major road. He wasn't headed to the bus stop. As far as I could tell, he wasn't coming from a bus stop. Like, why is he out walking around and what's in his suitcase? I wanted to go back and be like, dude, give me, here's $20. Show me what's in the suitcase. Just to scratch that itch. But I don't know.
Maybe he's not as weird as I think.
I don't think that's weird. Also, I don't think that you should want to know what's in that suitcase.
Yeah, it might be for the best.
I do want to know. That's the whole point.
Well, I just view that person as somebody who just got off an airplane. An aeroplane.
Somebody's got a body in there and you don't want to know.
Or it's a head.
Yeah.
One of the two.
If they got off an airplane, I would like to know how they got from the airplane to where I saw them today, because it's a whole thing. It's no straight line, I'll tell you that.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. Love your hot body. All right. We got to go, guys. Mike's telling me 5 seconds. That's not enough time to tease tomorrow. Just be here. 3 to 7, won't
Bye.
You?
Bye.
Red chips of Spain. Red.